Words of Allah pure and true, lightening paths we're walking through.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله مريبوز ومن شاء الله ما شاء الله وعز وجل Welcome back to another episode of our series, Our Quran, Alhamdulillahi Azza wa Jal. Within this series, we hear about various topics. Yes, various topics of Islam. And we learn about them in light of the glorious Quran. We learn the and read and hear the verses of the glorious Quran as well as their translation. And the entire focus of this is to bring about a better attachment to the glorious Quran, to build about greater interest in the glorious Quran, because the Quran is truly filled with wonders. It truly is filled with wonders. And so, of course, it is known as the miracle of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alayhi wa sallam. It truly is a miracle. It truly is miraculous, the glorious Quran is. But before that, let's listen to a virtue of reciting salawat upon the noble messenger. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alayhi wa sallam has stated, Man salla alayya salatan wahidatan sallallahu alayhi ashra. That he who recites salat upon Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alayhi wa sallam once, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shall bestow 10 blessings upon that person. My dear viewers, especially during the blessed month of Ramadan, recite salawat upon the noble messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alayhi wa sallam as much as possible, inshallah wa azwajal. Today's topic is brilliant as usual. Today's topic, my dear viewers, the topic's new. The name of the topic is Our Quran, Rights and Duties in Light of the Glorious Quran. My dear viewers, today we shall be hearing about what? Rights. Yes, but when we speak about rights, there are many claimants. Everyone says, my rights are not being fulfilled. This is my right. This is my haq. I'm not being given my due right. One important principle must be kept in mind. And this is that in Islam, whenever rights are mentioned, duties are also mentioned. The rights of one person are the duties of another. And the duties of that second person become the rights of the first. Islam has explained this in great detail. And one of the most significant verses, you can say, one of the most significant verses related to this is the chapter in Surah An-Nisa. The chapter itself is Surah An-Nisa, verse number 36. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, within this verse number 36, وَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ وَلَا تُشْرِكُ بِهِ شَيْئًا. Allahu Akbar. It begins with what? وَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ, and worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَا تُشْرِكُ بِهِ شَيْئًا, and do not associate anything with him, with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then it tells us, وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. Number one, the walidain. And show kindness to the parents. Yes? وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. وَبِذِي الْقُرْبَى. This is the second. The near relatives. وَالْيَتَامَى, and the orphans. وَالْمَسَاكِينَ, and the destitute. وَالْجَارِ ذِي الْقُرْبَى, and the near neighbors. وَالْجَارِ الْجُنُبِ, and the distant neighbors. وَالصَّاحِبِ بِالْجَنْبِ, and the companion at your side. وَابْنِ السَّبِيلِ, and the traveler. وَمَا مَلَكَتْ أَيْمَانُكُمْ, and that which your right hands possess. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ مَنْ كَانَ مُخْتَالًا فَخُورًا. For indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not love who? Mukhtal, the arrogant. Fakhura, the boastful. Now there are a number of individuals who have been mentioned whose rights Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it part of our religion for us to consider, for us to observe these individuals' rights. And the first Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, of course, firstly is the rights of Allah. وَعْبُدُ اللَّهِ, you must worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You must not associate any partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the worst thing you can do. We are the creation, we are the servants, He is the creator. Our duty, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنْسِ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us to worship Him. So firstly, before anything else, first come what? The rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for you to testify, for you to believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for you to believe in His oneness, His greatness, His qualities, and to never, ever associate any partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's the first. Next, who is mentioned? وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا, the parents. After the name of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the parents. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned immediately after His the rights of the parents. And if it was, imagine that. Yes, think about that for a moment. By the way, what is the right of parents? Being kind to them. Yes, وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانٍ, kindness to them. Which means, of course, respecting them. Being subservient, being obedient to your parents. Not being disobedient, of course. Always being ready to serve them. Spending upon your parents generously, in accordance to one's ability. A blessed hadith says that the beloved Messenger sallallahu alaihi wa alaihi wasallam has said three times, may this person's nose, may his nose be rubbed in dust. May his nose be rubbed in dust. May be rubbed in dust. Who, ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wa alaihi wasallam? The one who finds one or both of his parents of old age, whose nose should be rubbed in the dust. May his nose be rubbed in the dust. Who, ya Rasulullah? The one who finds one or both his parents in old age and does not enter paradise. Through their service, through kindness to them, through obedience to them, lies the doors to Jannah at the feet of your mother, your father is the middle door to Jannah. You must be kind to your parents. Who's mentioned next? Wabi dhil qurba. Next are the relatives. What are the rights of the relatives? That you maintain ties with the relatives. These are the rights. Visit them. That you do not cut relations with your relatives, that you're not bad to them, but rather if they need of help, you are there to aid them, to help them. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wa alaihi wasallam, he mentions this hadith. It's so beautiful. Honestly, Islam promotes a sense of community, bringing people together, unity. Yes, not division, corruption, mutual hatred, animosity. No, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, whosoever wishes his provision to increase and his lifespan to be extended. Listen to that again. Whosoever wishes for his provisions to be increased and increase in risk, for his lifespan, his duration, how long he shall live in this world, he wishes for it to be extended, then he should maintain ties of kinship. How beautiful is that, many viewers? It is, of course, unanimously agreed, accepted by scholars, that maintaining ties is obligatory. Severing ties is haram. Maintaining ties is absolutely obligatory. To sever them is completely haram. No, relatives, we maintain ties. We do not sever, we do not break ties with relatives. If you wish for an increase in your provision, that's beautiful. A prolongation of your lifespan, then maintain ties, kinship with your relatives. Next, the fourth, those who are mentioned are the yatama and the masakeen. The yatama, the orphans, the masakeen, the destitute, the poor, the needy. And ihsan, kindness to the orphans is, of course, to care for them, to be gentle with them, to show affection. That's the ayatama, orphans. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, he indicates with his two blessed fingers, with his two blessed fingers, in his own way as to how he did it in the most best of ways, of course. But he raises two fingers. Yes, two fingers are raised. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, he raises two fingers and he says that the one who cares for the orphan and I will be in paradise like this. Of course, he did it in his own beautiful, perfect manner. My dear viewers, what an honor. Paradise is great. Of course, no doubt about his greatness, of course. But so much greater is the closeness of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam in paradise. Yes? If you know of any orphans, think about them. Take care of them. Serve them. If there's any way you can be of help, help them. Because the amount of narrations we could find, the amount of times orphans have been mentioned within the glorious Quran, because they have no one, they've lost their parents. Imagine the reward, Allahu Akbar. The reward is basically everything, because if you are with Sayyidina Rasulullah, Sayyidina Rasulullah has everything. He's been granted the keys of everything. And you have the closeness to Rasulullah, then what don't you have? That's through what? Kindness to orphans. And the next is also what? The masakeen. The needy, meaning help them. If they come requiring, asking for your help, do not allow them to leave empty-handed. Yes, it's said, Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam says, the one who supports a widow or a poor person is like one who strive or who is striving in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Next one, my dear viewers, inshallah, the neighbors. Allahu Akbar, the neighbor, the neighbor, the neighbor. Whether that's the neighbor by your side, whether that's a neighbor who's a little far on your street, a neighbor's a neighbor. Meaning, it could be by, so it mentions the al-jar wal-jari dhil-qurba. This could mean those who are your basically very close physically, very close neighbor, or it could be your neighbor and a relative. Sida Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, she reports that Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, he says this, that Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, he advised me about the neighbor. And he advised me and advised me and advised me, and he would advise me so much. I thought, maybe he will make the neighbor deserving of inheritance. Maybe he will make the neighbor an heir Imagine that. This is how many times Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam would come to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, expressing the importance of the rights of the neighbor. The rights of the neighbor. The rights of the neighbor. The neighbor has this many, this right, more and more and more rights. The neighbor has all of these rights. Allahu Akbar. The rights of the neighbor. So much so, the Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam says, I thought he will make the neighbor an heir, meaning deserving of inheritance. Subhanallah. The next one, my dear viewers, is the companion was sahibi bil janb, the companion at the side. And this could include the spouse. This could include a friend. This could include anyone sitting besides you, even briefly. If kindness is commanded for such a temporary companion, of course it begs the question, imagine that of the relative. But it's beautiful, isn't it? That Islam has provided rights, but even somebody who's temporarily sat beside you, that person has a right. You must be kind to that person. How beautiful is that? Truly, how beautiful is that? Allahu Akbar. The next one mentioned, my dear viewers, is Wabn al-Sabil, the traveler. A traveler, a guest. Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala wa ala alihi wa sallam, he states that whosoever believes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the last day, man yu'minu billahi wal yawm al-akhir, fal yukrim dayfahu, then he must honor his guest. Honor them. Welcome them warmly. When they come to your house, do not allow them to leave without having eaten. Don't allow them to leave empty-handed. When they have come to your house, do not sit down acting, you know, as if this person is a burden, you can't wait to get rid of them. Maybe not giving them your full attention on your mobile phone. When you have a guest who's come to you, serve him like a king is served. This is an example of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'alaihi wa alaihi wasallam. He says to the people, to the companions, he himself doesn't have nothing at his home. He says, who will take care of this person? Who will take care? Who will host this person at his house? One companion, he goes, he says, me, Ya Rasulullah. He goes home. He asks the mother of his children, is there anything we possess? Is there anything we have? Any food? The mother says, all we have is, you know, something which is just enough for the children. He says, put the children to bed early. So they won't feel, they won't realize, they won't feel the hunger. And what to do? For a man, for a grown man, you know, there won't even be enough for both of you. You're going to sit with them and eat? No, switch the lights off. Switch off the lamp. Switch off the lamp. Whilst his guest was eating, he pretended to be eating. But because it was sat in darkness, it was possibly speaking, but they could not see, his guest could not see that this person is eating, and the guest would eat. Allahu Akbar. Have we done anything slightly, anything near this? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to be good hosts, inshallah ta'ala. And it also beautiful, my dear viewers, that within the glorious Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has laid out the rights of this person, this person, this person, that person. And also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا مَلَكَتْ أَيْمَانُكُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also has laid down the rights of the slaves of your workers. Your workers, your slaves even. They should not be burdened beyond ability. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has said, they are your brothers. This is beautiful. He states, they are your brothers. Slaves, they are your brothers. Feed them from what you eat. Clothe them from what you wear. Do not overburden them. And if you do, then help them. The scholars, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, extend this today. We don't live in a time of slaves. Yes, that was the time of the messenger, all the way up until not very long ago. Yes, but now they're not really any slaves, are they? The scholars, they would extend this today towards whom? Towards employees, towards your workers. Your workers have a right. Do not delay their payment. So much so that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, pay them before their sweat dries. They have done a work of labor, a hard works, you know, a day's filled, a full day working. Pay them before their sweat even dries. Meaning, do not delay their payment. Do not overburden them. Be respectful towards them. Do not consider yourself greater to them. The scholars state that this order is remarkable. It's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, parents, relatives, the orphans, the needy, the near neighbors, the distant neighbors, the companion, Ibn al-Sabil, the traveler, and then ma malakat aymanukum, the servants and workers. Is there anyone missing? Is there anyone missing? Allah Ta'ala has provided this order, including everyone. Everyone basically has rights. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then mentions, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ مَنْ كَانَ مُخْتَالًا فَخُورًا. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not love. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not love. مَنْ كَانَ مُخْتَالًا. He who is arrogant. فخورا and boastful. Arrogance, my dear viewers of Madan Shaw, is to consider others to be inferior. Arrogance is to reject the truth. On the Day of Judgment, the arrogant individual will be raised like ants. The arrogant, those who are arrogant, they will be raised like ants. Covered in humiliation, driven to a prison in hell, and given the puss of the people of hell. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from arrogance. Arrogance is one of the worst things. That's one of the earlier sins of the shaitan. It's one of the first sins of the shaitan. His disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was his arrogance. Somebody who was a teacher of the angels of the skies, completely disgraced due to what? Due to arrogance. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from arrogance. Allahumma ameen. My dear viewers of Madan Shaw, speaking about rights, is a list of individuals who we have mentioned. But then we are taught something else too. That in Islam, even clothing has a right. The Messenger of the Prophet ﷺ said that the lower garment has no right over the ankles. Meaning that, of course, as men, we should keep our garments above our ankles, our trousers, our lower garment, what our jeans, whatever it is you are wearing. They should not drop lower than your ankles. This is how clearly Islam defines rights. Allahu Akbar. So rights have been given to everyone. Anyone and everyone, even slaves. There's a famous story of Sayyidina Salman al-Farisi and Sayyidina Abu Darda radiallahu anhuma. So within the mu'akhat, Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, when people would travel or migrate, then he would couple various individuals. He would couple them. Meaning he would place one of the muhajirun with one from the Ansar. Yes, the Ansar will support the muhajir. Sayyidina Abu Darda radiallahu anhu was the stipulated brother of Sayyidina Salman Farisi. Now Sayyidina Abu Darda radiallahu anhu, he fasted and he prayed excessively. He was an ascetic. He prayed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so much prayer. Sayyidina Salman al-Farsi radiallahu anhu, he advised balance. And then he says that your Lord, yes, has a right over you. But inna li nafsika alika haq. But your body, or li badanika, your body has a right over you too. Your ahl, your family has a right over you too. Give everyone their due right. Now, when Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he had heard of this, then he approved the words of Sayyidina Salman Farisi radhiyallahu anhu. Everyone has a right. Your body too has a right over you. This is one of those hadiths which, you know, if it was to be acted upon, it basically is a solution for everything. If everyone were to be paid their due rights, everything will come into perspective. Everything will, the entire world will be peaceful. Everyone actually could be happy. We think we can only be happy at the expense of somebody's sadness. We can only be rich at the expense of somebody who is poor. What, does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not have enough to give all to all of us? Is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not capable, not able to keep us all happy? Be kind to others. Respect and fulfill the rights of others. Inshallah azza wa jal, you will find an extension in your lifeline, an increase in your provision, one benefit after another. My dear viewers, inshallah, we today learnt about one particular verse of the glorious Quran, in which the Quran teaches us about the rights of people. So as Muslims, mashallah azza wa jal, let's try to, especially during this Ramadan, later, whenever, whatever the time may be, let's make the most of this, inshallah ta'ala. Try to give everyone, try to fulfill the rights of everyone. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to do so. That's all for today. Join us next time for more of our Quran. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
Our Quran, words of Allah, pure and true, lightening paths we are walking through.